wrote the same unto you, lest when I came, I should have sorrow from them of whom I ought to rejoice, having confidence in you all, that my joy is the joy of you all. For out of much affliction and anguish of heart, I wrote unto you with many tears, not that you should be grieved, but that you might know the love which I have more abundantly to you. So pay attention to verse number 4, because we see here the appropriate attitude someone must have when they cast someone out of the church. You don't see Paul going, yeah, I'm putting them out of church. Now, if they're a heretic, yeah, okay? If there's some pedophile or some reprobate, we rejoice in that. We put a smile on their face, and it's a great thing. But if it's a brother in Christ who, you know, just weak, they got involved in drunkenness or they got involved in fornication, we don't want to rejoice in the fact that we're kicking them out. You know, it grieves me when I have to boot someone out of the church. Now, I'll do it sternly. I'll rebuke the person and they're out. They're not, it's not going to be tolerated. But you know what? In my heart, I'm broken because I don't want them to get out of church. I don't want them to be involved in sin. I don't want God to destroy that person's life. But if that's what's necessary to do to get them back in church, then so be it. You see, the flip side of that is you have pastors who claim to be compassionate. They claim to be loving. So they house these fornicators. They house the drunkards. And they're saying, well, we're being loving. We're not going to cast them out because we love them. No, you don't love them enough. Because if you did, you would cast them out with a broken heart and give them over to Satan for the destruction of the flesh so they can get right with God. That's the appropriate way to do it. But we see the attitude that Paul has here. It says, of much affliction and anguish. You know, we should never have this attitude like, oh man, I'm so glad we get to kick someone out of church. That's not the attitude we should have. If that's your attitude, you're wicked. If that's your attitude where you don't, you feel no compassion, you feel no sincerity, you feel no love for the person being cast out, you're wicked. You need to get your heart right with God. You know, I won't struggle to kick someone out of church, but there'll be a struggle in my heart. The fact that I have to do it simply for the fact that I love the person. That will not impede me from kicking that person out of the church. But it'll give me a broken heart for it. Why? Because it's a brother in Christ. Okay? And he says right there,